63rd chapter. Subject, Lord Krishna fights with Banasura. When 4 months of rainy season passed off, and still Anuruddha did not return home, all the members of Jadu family became too much perturbed why the boy was missing for so long time. Fortunately, one day, the great sage Narada came there and he informed about the whole story of Anuruddha's disappearance from the palace, how he was carried to the city of Shonitpur, the capital of Banasur, and how Banasur had arrested him by the rope of a snake, although his soldiers were defeated in the attempt. All these news were informed in detail. When the whole story was disclosed, then the members of Jadula dynasty, all of whom were so much affectionate to Krishna, prepared themselves to go and attack the city of Shonitpur, where Anuruddha was being detained under arrest. Practically, all the leaders of the Jadula dynasty, Pradyumna, Gada, Shamba, Sarang, Nanda, Upananda, and Bhadra, all combined together, gathered 18 divisions of Akkahini, military flank, and all of them went to the city of Banasur and surrounded the whole city by soldiers, elephants, horses, chariots, etc. When Banasur heard that outside the city the soldiers of the Jadu dynasty had arrived and they are creating disturbances by tearing down various walls and gates and nearby gardens, and they have attacked the whole city, he immediately became very much angry and ordered for his soldiers of equal category, and he came out of the city to face them for fighting. Lord Shiva was so kind upon he personally came as a commander-in-chief of the whole military strength, assisted by his heroic sons, Kartikeya and Ganapati. And he engaged himself fighting with Lord Krishna and Balaram. Lord Shiva was seated on his favorite bull of the name Nandisha. Now, we can simply imagine how fearful was the fight, because on one side there was Lord Shiva himself with his valiant sons, and the other side was Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his elder brother, Sri Balaramji. Fighting was so fearful that anyone who saw battle was struck with wonder, and the hairs on the body stood up. Engagement was directly with Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna, and on the other side with Pradyumna and Kartikeya. Lord Balaram was engaged in fighting with the commander-in-chief of Banasur of the name Kumbhanda, assisted by Kuparna. Amma, the son of Krishna, was engaged in fighting with the son of Banasur. Banasur himself engaged in fighting with Satyaki, commander-in-chief of the soldiers of Jadu dynasty. This way, the fighting began. Fighting news spread all over the universe, and demigods from different higher planetary systems, like Lord Brahma, brave sages and saintly persons, Siddhas, the Charanas, the Gandharvas, all of them being very much inquisitive, to see the fight between Lord Shiva and Lord Krishna along with their assistant. And all of them were hovering on the battlefield on their respective aeroplanes. Lord Shiva had used his call. The Bhutanath, he was assisted by various kind of powerful ghosts, denizens of inferno, called the Bhutas, Pretas, Tamatha, Piyakini, Pishas, Smanda, Pitas, Vinaya, and Brahmarakas. Out of all kinds of ghosts, the ghost of the name Brahmarakasas are very powerful. Brahmin transferred to the disease of ghostly type becomes a Brahmarakasa. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, taking in his hand the celebrated bow, Sangadhanu, began to beat all of them. They were simply driven away from the battlefield. And Lord Shiva himself took charge of the fighting and began to release all his selected weapons upon the personality of Godhead. Lord Sri Krishna, without any difficulty, counteracted all those selected weapons by counter-weapons. He counteracted the Brahmastra similar to atomic bomb by Brahmastra, counteracted the air weapon by mountain weapon. The idea is, when you release his particular type of weapon, which could bring in vehement hurricane to the battlefield, Lord Krishna would present just the opposing element, mountainous weapon, which would check the hurricane on the spot. Similarly, when Lord Shankara released his weapon of devastating fire, Krishna counteracted such devastating fire with torrents of rain. At last, when Lord Shiva released his personal weapon, which is called Pashupat Astra, Krishna immediately counteracted it by the Narayan Astra. This way, when Lord Shiva was exasperated in that fighting with Lord Krishna took the opportunity of releasing his droning weapon. This weapon is released, the opposing fighting party simply feels tired. Without fighting, they begin only yawning. This way, Lord Shiva became fatigued, continued yawning, ceasing to fight anymore. This way, when Lord Krishna got relief from the attack of Lord Shiva, he turned his attention towards Banasur, began to kill his personal soldiers with swords and clubs. On the other hand, Lord Krishna's son, Pradyumna, was fighting so fiercely that Kartika, who is the commander-in-chief of the demigods, became wounded. As a result of the wound, Kartika was emanating profuse blood discharges from the body. He also left the battlefield without fighting anymore and fired away on the back of his peacock carrier. Clearly, Lord Baramalam was also smashing by the stroke of his club on the commander-in-chief of Banasur, namely Kumbhanda. This way, Kumbhanda and Kuparna became also wounded by the weapons of Paramji. Both of them fell down on the battlefield. When the commander-in-chief of the Banasur soldiers were thus fatally wounded, all the soldiers without guidance became dismantled. They were scattered here and there. Next paragraph, when Banasur saw that the constant attack of the soldiers and commanders of Lord Krishna, his soldiers or commanders are being defeated. He could simply increase his temper only, anger, and he thought it wise that without fighting with Sartaki, the commander-in-chief of Krishna, he would directly attack Lord Krishna. So he was rushing towards Krishna in great haste. This time, Banasur had the opportunity for using his 1,000 hands, and he engaged at once his 1,000 hands for working with 500 bows, 2,000 arrows, and all of them simultaneously was used for killing Lord Krishna. A foolish person could not measure the strength of Lord Krishna. Therefore, Lord Krishna immediately, without any difficulty, cut into two pieces all the bows of Banasura. And in order to check him to go further, his chariot driver horses were laid down on the ground and the whole chariot broken into pieces. After doing this, he blew his pancha of the name Panchajanya. There was another demigoddess of the name Kotra. She was worshipped by Banasura, and the relationship was as mother and son. Mother Kotra being aggrieved the point of Banasura's life being in danger, she also appeared on the scene, naked body and scattered hair, and stood before Lord Krishna. But Sri Krishna did not like to see this naked woman, therefore he turned his face without seeing her. Banasura, getting this chance of not being attacked by Krishna, left the battlefield because all the strings of his bow disconnected, and there was no chariot, no driver, so he had no other alternative than to return back in his own city, losing everything in the battle. Expired. In this way, when Lord Shiva saw that he is a ghost,